the individual who disobeys parents. Understand that the parent's right is very, very high within the deen. So much so that it's written in books of fiqh that if you, let's say a man is married to a righteous woman, the best wife that's available on the planet Earth, but his mother comes and his mother says, I don't like her, I want you to divorce her, in the fuqaha write that that individual should go ahead and divorce that wife. That's the level that the parents have, the respect that's due to a parent. Why? Because divorce is a mubah action. It's an equivocal action. But listening to the parents is mandatory. So even in that case, that's the extremity. They're highlighting an extremity of how an individual should obey their parents, how they should respect their parents, the type of relationship that a human being should have with their parents. So on this day and age, right, at this particular time, when we do so much to disobey Allah, and we're so dependent on His special mercy, especially on these particular nights, sit down and reflect on the relationship that we have with our parents. Where there's a problem, make amends. And every time in the future, think twice before you speak. There are certain people that you never speak until you think twice. And we're very quick about just reacting and saying whatever we want to say. We go ahead and sometimes say things and we don't necessarily mean them. Later on, we regret them because we don't think before we speak. It's human nature to just blurt out words and later on say, why did I say that? But in the case of the parents, it's very important that you think twice, think thrice, think four times before you make any statement, because you are speaking to a particular individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised far above you. And one misstatement can actually put you from the side of Allah's servant to the side of someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. So we should be very particular, very fearful, in fact, of how we speak to our parents, when we speak to our parents, the tone with which we speak to our parents, the way we look at our parents, the way we treat our parents. All of this falls under one ruling within the Sharia, and that is the exalted status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed the parents. Now, we don't worship the parents. People say, well, what are you worshiping the parents? No. We don't worship the parents. Allah raised the parents. We worship Allah. We are the servants of Allah. Allah says treat the parents this way, so therefore we obey as servants and treat the parents that way. Whomever Allah raises, we also raise. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces, we also disgrace. So this isn't an inherent quality. Your parents do not need to be the best parents in the world. I can't tell you the number of emails saying, brother, you don't know, I tried to treat my parents properly, but you don't even know how bad my parents are. You know what? It makes no difference. They could be the most wicked people on the planet. It makes absolutely no difference, because we don't treat our parents well because they treated us well. We treat them well because Allah told us to treat them well. In fact, if you have the most wicked parents on earth, it is the opportunity of a lifetime for you to prove that the only reason you treat them well is because Allah told you to treat them well. It's very easy to treat your parents well when they cook for you, clean for you, serve you, treat you like a king. Of course you're going to treat your parents well. There's no test there. The real test lies when your parents actually oppress you in a way that you feel, quote unquote, is oppressive. Right? Your own feeling, it could be. But let's say you feel that you're being oppressed. It's on that circumstance that you have to stand up and do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Treat them with respect, honor and dignity, because Allah commanded you to do so. So, very important to keep in mind this matter of the Sharia.